very interesting today. The Blues signed Steve Ott, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, good sign. And then all of a sudden, Sabatka signs in the KHL. The Blues had elected to take him to arbitration. Did it irk him that much? Andy Strickland joins us once again from St. Louis. Andy, I know you've done a lot of digging. What was the motivation for Sabatka, who was only 1 year away from unrestricted free agency in the NHL?
Well, money. Doesn't it always come down to money? I mean, you know, in the KHL, obviously, there's, tax freedom, which obviously can allow you to bring home more money. And I'm being told that he's getting somewhere in the range of $4 to $4.5 million per. Now, you translate that to NHL money, Jason, we're talking north of $7 million per year. Hard to pass up. Again, he's not a North American player. He's from the Czech Republic. Obviously, a lot of very familiar with the number of players who play over there in that league. And this has been going on for several weeks now. And it's one of those things where in St. Louis, you see it happen with other teams around the league. You just don't ever really expect to happen in your town. And you just kind of hear, okay, you know what, another European player getting an offer from the KHL, but it's never going to happen. Well, it did happen. And Vladimir Sabatka is not going to be here. Now, the Blues had ongoing discussions with him. He's on to his third agent in less than a year. So I really thought they were very, very close just a few weeks ago. And, you know, learning some of the numbers now, you know, on a one-year contract, he was offered $2.7 million. That increased to $3 million on a two-year deal and north of $3 million on a three-year, four- or five-year deal. All of these were on the table for Vladimir Sabatka. And, listen, this is going to be a situation where, you know, it could hurt the Blues a little bit from a speed standpoint, playmaking standpoint. He's not a super high-level point producer in the National Hockey League, but, you know, if you were to put a list together of the most underrated players in the National Hockey League, he'd be on that team for sure. But, you know, they turned around and signed Steve Ott once they learned Sabatka would not be available to the Blues this season.
Yeah, Andy, I was wondering about this. The way you put the numbers maybe brings it into focus for me a bit more. I thought maybe all things being fairly equal, it would be a case where a guy just wanted to go home. I don't understand it, but that's not my home. So
at least Czech, though, not even Russian.
No, I know. But, you know, it just seems like, he's leaving a good situation with a team where he can win. You're saying the money, it was just about the money.
Well, I think it was. I mean, it had to have been. I mean, I think there could have been a couple other factors. Now, let me just throw this out there. Roman Polak, who was recently traded to Toronto in exchange for Carl Gunnarsson. Now, this is Sabatka's best friend. I mean, they hang out. And when I say they hang out, I'm talking every day. In St. Louis, on the road, these guys are inseparable. Roman Polak won't be here. You know, that may have made the decision a little easier. Mm-hmm. We just saw Patrick Bergwin get a three-year contract extension at $3.7 million. Now, you can make the argument internally. Bergwin thinks he's a better player than Sabatka. Sabatka probably thinks he's a better player than Bergwin. You know, the advice that Sabatka was getting from his agent all along was, you know what, if you're not happy with the money you're being offered right now, take the one-year contract and then go into free agency next summer and recover the money. And that's what he could have done, in my opinion. I really think he could have recovered that money in free agency. I think teams around the league know he's a good player. But at the end of the day, and now I also hear he was telling some teammates during the course of the season that he probably wasn't going to accept less than $3 million. So, but, you know, this number where they were at recently, I mean, again, this is from sources that I've been talking to now over the last few weeks. You know, he wanted his agent to get to a certain number. They finally got Doug Armstrong to increase his offer, and they thought that they had an agreement. Well, then Sabatka asked his agent to go back to Army after they reached this agreement and said, hey, he wants more money. You got to come up even higher. So this has been an ongoing process. I don't think the St. Louis Blues were completely caught off guard. I learned several weeks ago that he was given a KHL deal, a couple of lucrative KHL offers, like I said to you. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really think that he would do it because the team is so competitive and because he's so close to unrestricted free agency. This guy was born on July 2nd. If he was born 2 days earlier, he'd be a UFA this year.
Yeah.
But he had to wait another year. Now, one other component I want to pass along real quick. The Blues are taking Sabatka to arbitration, and they're going to continue on with that. It's a July 21st arbitration date that's already been set. The problem is now, if you're Sobotka, that the Blues are going to have his rights now. He will not be UFA if he wants to come back to the National Hockey League next year. And whatever the arbitrator awards, he's going to be stuck with that salary. You cannot tear it up and all of a sudden renegotiate a one-year deal. So he's going to have to come back and play, which will probably be somewhere around $2.5 million when and if he ever chooses to come back to the National Hockey League.
Now, because it was team-elected arbitration, Andy, and you know they had no right to walk away from it. They would have had to agree to it. That's basically a guaranteed contract. Would the NHL look and say, well, we hadn't agreed on it. Clearly, these guys had a deal in place prior to the signing the KHL.
Wait, say that one more time.
Would the NHL look, because he had filed for, the team had elected to file for arbitration, they couldn't get out of it, right? So basically, we knew there was going to be a contract, and there was a contract. We just didn't know to what value that contract would be. Would the NHL say, hey, wait a second, he shouldn't be signing the KHL because he had an NHL agreement, he just didn't have the actual dollars?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, you know, we've seen this happen before with other players who have moved on to go play in the KHL, and we always know that there's always the possibility of that. I mean, there's other restricted free agents who are negotiating with their NHL teams, and if they wanted to, they can go sign in the KHL, even if an arbitration hearing was looming. You know, so I think I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't think that's a real issue.
Okay.
One last quick one for me, Andy. Mm-hmm. Back to Ott again. Obviously, they made the move in the wake of the Sobotka goings-on. Do you like the addition with the makeup of the club? I mean, he's not Sobotka. He's a different kind of player. He brings some definite attributes to the table.
Well, I would agree with that. And let me just say this about Steve Ott. You know, after he came over in the trade with Ryan Miller, and listen, he didn't have his best hockey or play his best hockey with the Blues prior to the playoffs. And I was wondering, you know, wow, this guy always appeared to be a little more skilled when he'd come in town with Dallas. You know, obviously we always knew about the, you know, he'd get in your face during play, after the whistle, you know, some of the drama that was connected to Steve Ott. You know, you saw a little bit of that. But I thought maybe he was, you know, I just remember him coming in town with Dallas and being, you know, I remember saying to myself a couple of the times, you know, like, this guy isn't bad with the puck either. I mean, he can make a play. I didn't see a whole lot of that during the course of the regular season. And I talked to him about this, and he said, everyone talks about the adjustment Ryan Miller has to make. Well, I've got to make some adjustments too. There's systematic adjustments. It's one thing to play for a bad team, but when you go from the worst team in the league to a team that's competing for a division championship or a conference championship, and they've had a lot of success, you know, it can be difficult and take some time to fit in. And I think that was the issue for Ott. But come playoff time, to me, he was the Blues' most effective offensive player. And you could throw Vladimir Tarasenko in the mix as well. He scored some big goals. He tailed off towards the end of the series. I thought from a consistency standpoint, Steve Ott was their best player. And I would expect him to be better next year, starting the season here, going through training camp with these guys. I would expect you're going to see the old Steve Ott. And again, you look at Sobotka, he wants a certain amount of money. You know, offensive numbers are what get you paid in the National Hockey League as a forward. And he's never put up big numbers. He scored 9 goals last season. I think that was a career high. They should be able to get that from Steve Ott. Doesn't bring the speed or the playmaking ability that we've seen from Sobotka, but I think he plays a little bit more of an in-your-face style. Paul Stastny is now here as a member of the St. Louis Blues. This is probably going to prevent the team from moving David Backes to the wing. There was some talk of that. He'll probably stay at the center position now. They'll probably slide Patrick Berglund over to the wing. They could slide Maxim Lapierre over to the right side as well, so it's going to be interesting to see what the lineup looks like. But they're going to miss Sobotka, there's no question about that. But the Blues are thanking their lucky stars that Steve Ott was still available. And I give Doug Armstrong, as well as Ott, a lot of credit for keeping those communication lines open throughout this entire process.
Andy, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks as always, guys. Take care.